Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. In yesterday's program, I ended with a comment that is building to a great climax as David is heading off to see King Saul. You know from our previous stories that these two men have history, and King Saul likes David. So let us listen in on their conversation. King Saul listened to David. David, I have known you for years, your buddy youth. Goliath has been a warrior from his youth. King Saul, I'm a shepherd who has protected the family sheep for years. The Lord has delivered me from the claw of the lion and the bear, and I've killed the bear with my bare hands. The Lord will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine who insults my God. As foolish as it sounds, King Saul sent David into the battle with his personal armor. David tried to walk, but it was to no avail. He left the armor behind, picked up some smooth rocks from the riverbed, and headed into the middle of the valley to face Goliath. The giant Philistine barked at David. Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? Come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds. Then David said, You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, whom you have taunted. He took some stones, put them in the sling, and slung it. His first shot hit the giant and killed him. David had no sword. He pulled the sword from the side of the Philistine and sliced off his head. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. The war was over. What a classic ending. Yet, the story is filled with spiritual truths. The first is that God had a plan for David's life. It was by no accident that David showed up on the front lines of battle when he did. It was all part of God's plan. The story helps us understand that God has a plan for your life also. Think about that. Oh, we're not done with David yet. It only gets better. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.